Well, a mixed bag now of news to finish with yet another McDonald's restaurant coming to the city, even though a report says that Norwich has above the average amount of fast food shops. Then there's to be a classic cars show and a good clean-up for the Forum. Those stories and a few more make up this last set of news this week. Norfolk County Council has defended its decision to back the city's 11th McDonald's, despite fears of increased traffic. The Local Highway Authority Division of the County Council made no objection to the development of another McDonald's in the city, which will be located in the former Poundland unit in Albion Way on the Riverside Retail Park. It cited a number of considerations when approached by Norwich City Council, which had the final say on the plans, after objections were raised because of fears that it would cause an influx of new traffic and cause gridlock. Some considerations cited by the County Council state the retail unit will have generated a significant degree of traffic already, and that was taken into account. It also assumes anyone eating at the premises will be likely to be already on the retail park because of its lack of drive-through. Therefore, it's not likely to generate new traffic, as well as claiming the car park has the capacity to accommodate the site.
Whether it's a grilled burger, deep-fried chicken or pepperoni pizza, the city has plenty to choose from when it comes to getting a quick bite to eat. However, people are deeply concerned about the rate at which takeaway shops are cropping up, joining the 250 strong already lining the city streets. A recent analysis of Food Standards Agency data by the Office for Health Improvement and Disparities claimed there were 250 fast food units in Norwich in February 2024. With a population of roughly 145,000 people, it means Norwich has a rate of 172 fast food venues per 100,000 people, well above the national average of 116 per 100,000. Local nutritionist Catherine Jean said, "It's deeply concerning that our city has so many fast food establishments. The continued increase in takeaway outlets does not set up our future and current generations for a lifetime of good health."
Petrol heads and vintage lovers rejoice. The Auto Jumble and Classic Motor Show is set to return to Norwich for another summer of motoring nostalgia. Held at the Arming Hall Sale Ground on Old Stoke Road, the event will take place on four dates between May and September. May the 17th, June the 21st, July the 26th, and September the 6th. Now in its fifth year, the event has grown steadily since it launched in 2020, and organiser Vernon Ellis says last year saw thousands of visitors at each show, with around 500 classic vehicles on display and up to 150 auto jumble stalls per event. Drivers of pre-1999 classic cars, motorbikes and camper vans can enter for free, and car clubs are welcome. General admission is £3, free for under-16s, or £6 for early bird access from 7 a.m. There's free parking and a wide range of street food and refreshments on offer throughout the day.
If you've passed by the Forum recently, you may have wondered why two cranes have popped up outside the building. They're part of a planned maintenance project to give the building's exterior some much-needed TLC this spring. From March the 31st to May the 16th, the entrance canopy is being cleaned and treated with a protective coating. During this time, scaffolding will temporarily obscure the façade, and visitors will use specially constructed tunnels to enter the building. Despite the works, the Forum remains open as usual, with all businesses, Millennium Library, etc. This is the final phase of the steelwork restoration project, following an earlier phase completed in autumn 2024 by Variblast.
Officials have been accused of misleading motorists after thousands received fines from a new traffic camera, despite having been promised they would only get a warning. Norfolk County Council had initially said that there would be a six-month grace period for drivers caught in the Dereham Road bus lane by a camera which went live in February. However, more than 3,300 motorists have already been issued with £70 penalty notices, which are halved if paid within 14 days. Officials are issuing the fines despite their earlier pledge because they switched the legislation they're using to enforce the camera. However, the change has enraged motorists who've called on County Hall to waive fines which have been issued so far. One said, "People have been misled. The council said this was one piece of legislation and now they're saying it's under another. That's created confusion and I think they should waive the fines." The council said it's reviewing 147 informal appeals since the introduction of enforcement.
A major housing development in Norwich is entering a new phase of work. It was revealed at City Hall this week the Mile Cross Depot project would be taking a step forward with the confirmation of a £2.4 million contract to build a new access road to the site. The project would ultimately see up to 200 homes constructed, but has been hit by a series of delays. While the site has been vacant for 8 years, officials say the complexity of clearing the former City Works depot has prolonged the process of getting work started. However, the project is finally at a point where work can begin on building the new spine road and installing drainage systems and electricity supply for the new homes.
One of Norwich's redundant medieval churches is welcoming visitors again after its use as an art gallery was revived. St Margaret de Westwick Church on St Benedict Street is once again being used to showcase art. The Grade I listed building, which dates to the 14th and 15th centuries and is in the care of Norwich Historic Churches Trust, became redundant in 1975. At various times since then, it's been used as a gym, an antique centre, a cafe and as a church of art. A recent attempt to turn it into a piano bar fell through. But after the Norwich Makers and Artists Collective came to an agreement with the Trust, its use as an exhibition space has been revived. The newly named St Margaret's Gallery held its inaugural art shows just before Christmas, and the first exhibition of 2025 has just opened.
Can you imagine spending the same amount of money on a shed as you would on a brand new Jaguar? That's what Auction House East Anglia is hoping you to do with a dilapidated boathouse in Horning. Located in an idyllic nature reserve in the Broads National Park, this property should inspire wonder for all would-be boaters and holidaymakers. But being only 240 square metres, which is around two-thirds the size of an IMAX cinema screen, its eye-watering price tag may turn a few prospective buyers away. According to Google, the most expensive sheds often lean towards luxury garden rooms or bespoke high-quality structures, sometimes referred to as posh sheds, and can range from £5,000 to £10,000. Auction House East Anglia has listed the boat shed in Horning for a hefty guide price of £25,000 to £35,000.